Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Greetings. Greetings to you, Pat E.
I saw something quite funny.
Straight in. That's what I like. You're straight in. We say greetings, we're straight in.
About keeping plants alive. You know, people are like, oh, I killed that plant, I killed this plant. Somebody's just put up on Instagram, did I kill a plant? Or did the plant not have what it takes to thrive in a fast-paced environment?
That's actually quite true.
That is true. Is it me, or is it the fact that the plant couldn't keep up with the pace of my life?
Yeah.
Always out, always doing things, always keeping it real.
Yeah. And the plant Get your own water.
Yeah. Do your own thing. Don't you do photosynthesis or something? Do that to keep yourself alive.
Yeah. What do you think I am? Some sort of slave to plants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I thought that was quite funny.
That is a good.
Did the plant
actually
not have what it takes to survive in a fast-paced environment?
Although I don't think my environment is really particularly fast-paced.
No.
So I think then it probably is my fault. Oh, sorry. Hang on. That thing did again.
Oh, we did that
thing. Oh, Margs is just calling me back.
Oh, answer it.
Should I answer it?
Answer it.
Should I put her on the loudspeaker?
Put her on the loudspeaker.
Hi.
Hello, Margaret. You're actually currently live on the podcast.
Oh.
Would you like to say something to the nation?
Hello, nation. Enjoy.
Are you in some sort of auditorium?
I'm in a choir, aren't I?
Oh, yeah, I did remember that after I tried to call you, yeah.
Yeah, no, I thought it was you, and I thought.
You thought
so,
shit.
Do you want me to ring back when I've finished?
Ring back when you're finished, Margie, yeah.
Okay,
all right
then.
Okay, darling.
Get on with this podcast.
Many thanks. Bye-bye, darling. Bye. She's just telling me.
Bye. Well, you were saying bye like a thousand times. Bye.
I love doing that.
Do you?
Bye.
How do you feel about a bye-bye?
I actually like a bye-bye.
Do you?
Yeah.
I can understand why you would like a bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye.
Whereas I think saying bye-bye is a bit weird.
I love a bye-bye.
Do you?
I love a bye-bye, and I also love, like, I just...
Bye.
Just showed you there. Bye. Okay, then, yeah. Bye, Margaret. Bye.
Now, I have just been to see my fat doctor, my weight loss doctor.
You have? Yes. How did that go with your fat doctor?
Oh, I've seen off another 2 stone. Very happy about that. I've lost 6 stone in 6 months. But also found out I've got seasonal asthma.
Asthma, she's got asthma.
Yeah, I've got an inhaler. I've got to use an inhaler.
Is it a blue one?
Hmm.
Is it a bit of blue?
It's a bit of blue. And she said, my chest is quite rattly. And she got me to blow into one of those peak flow things.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, and she was like, oh, I think, and I was telling her that I get quite wheezy at night and, you know, all of that jazz. She said, oh, I think we should give you an inhaler. So I said, okay.
Do you think our listeners are interested in the fact that you've been given an inhaler?
Probably not.
No.
You know, it's big news. It's not really big news, isn't it?
That's true, actually. Yeah.
That is your classic.
That's fine. Yeah, I've got big news. It's not really big news.
Anyway, we've got the poll results.
Poll, tell me the Panto poll.
Okay, so is the Panto dickish?
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
40%, 125 votes, I love the Panto.
Ooh, okay, yeah.
24%, 75 votes, I hate the Panto.
Right.
36%, 111 votes, I'm Panto neutral.
Right, so I'm actually in the minority.
Yeah, people are either neutral to it, don't have an opinion, or, I mean, the highest one was, I love the Panto, 125 votes.
Yeah.
So
I think that sort of depicts the world we're living in.
I think it depicts our listenership, actually.
Yes, that they are heavily into Pantos,
heavily
and I'm
into
not.
Pantos. And I think it very much depicts, you know, if there was a sentence that would sum up you and I, Ange hates the Panto, Patty loves
you
the Panto.
Love it.
I mean, that is basically us in
me.
A nutshell.
Mm.
Can't be arsed with it. Hates all the shouting out.
Yeah.
Hates the Heath behind you. Hates the, like, vibrancy.
Mm.
Patty loves it in there. Whoop, 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 hands up.
Wants to be in a Panto for 4 days.
Yeah, I only want to do it for a couple of days. I don't want to be in there Boxing Day. I don't want to be in there New Year's Day. I don't want to be in there New Year's Eve.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Now, we had a lot of feedback from our episode last week. I don't know if you had lots of messages.
No, and also because, just so everyone's clear, gang, I'm currently locked out of the FTF Instagram. So if you've been sending messages...
There was quite a few messages in there when I went in today.
Yeah, because I'm not there. I'm not there doing the work and meeting with our people.
Well, there was a lot of messages about how much people loved your... Pilgrim chat last week.
Well, I don't know any of this stuff because I haven't been able to access the page and access the people.
Oh,
sorry about that, guys. It's Patty's fault. She did something, changed the settings. I've been locked out. She hasn't sent me the thing to get me back in.
And there was quite a few unread messages.
Right, well, you better explain some of this to me then, haven't you? Because
genuinely moody. Lots of people were just saying how lovely they found it to hear you talking about turning 50, and that, you know, a couple of people were talking about the fact that they sort of went through a similar thing, and it was really nice to have such a lovely chat about wanting to get to grips with yourself and, you know, all of that stuff. So just some really lovely feedback about how much people had found it helpful that we had a bit of conversation about that.
I had a lot of messages from people.
You really elongated that.
Yeah,
ran
I really
out of
used
breath.
The full breath.
You did.
And I had one in particular from Lucy. Lucy
loves Rich.
And she just said, similar sort of thing. I loved your chat, Angie. Please, will you just keep us posted with what you do? And what this year looks like for you, whether you go on your pilgrimage or you don't, or you do whatever you're going to do, keep us updated.
And there was lots of that in the FTF
box
that people want to know, like, if you go on a pilgrimage. Lots of people said they found it funny when I said we could go together and you instantly went, I'm doing it on my own. That created quite a lot of, you know, fun
guffawing.
But yeah, lots of people said how much they loved it and how much they were
How it resonated. Did it resonate?
Yeah, and just how invested they now feel in terms of, you know, finding out
shit.
What happens. What?
I'm going to have to go on a pilgrimage now.
You're going to have to, mate. Bloody hell, you're going to have to pilgrimage the shit out of this year. I think you need to go on more than one.
Really?
I think you need to do a beginning of the year and the end of the year.
Well, I can't do the beginning of the year. That's now.
Well, I think you need to get yourself ready to go. Get yourself up to the Outer Hebrides.
I have done a bit of research. I've just been
have
having
you?
A look. At, I just sort of thought I'd do a bit of a Google.
Because Dad did one in Scotland, didn't he?
But did he not? Did he go on it though, or did he not in the end? Because of the weather or something.
Yeah, maybe he didn't. Mm,
because of took weather.
Because of weather.
But yeah, I just sort of, you know, there are loads of different ones you can do. They vary in cost. They vary in length.
Right.
You know, you can sort of do a 5-day or a 7-day, a 10-day. You can walk, you know, 150 miles. You can walk 10 miles. You can, you know.
How many days would you like to do it over?
I mean, I think ultimately to get the most out of something like that, I think you've got to say at least 7 days, haven't you?
At least.
Because otherwise it's like, yeah, if you do a 5-dayer, you get there, you get through day one, you think, okay, this is, it'll either go to one of two ways. Either I'll do the first day and go, this is amazing, I'm loving it, I can't wait and I wish I'd done longer. Or I'll get there and I'll go, wow, this is actually a lot more than I thought.
Well, I think you will probably feel quite lonely in the first day.
Yeah.
I think the first holidays would be the hardest as you acclimatise to your life feeling different and not the same kind of, you know,
pace.
Yeah. And just walking and with your thoughts. And, you know, it's hard to settle your brain down when you've lived in a world that is like social media, getting
constant.
In the car, doing a job. Yeah. Like to quieten your mind is quite difficult.
Mm.
So I think the first couple of days is probably potentially what you would find the
an
hardest.
Adjustment
and then you'll probably get into it, and I reckon it would be day like 3 or 4 that you think, oh, I wish I'd done longer, and then you're coming to the end if you're doing 5 days.
Exactly, that's what I thought was the point, that's doing 5.
Yeah,
isn't
I
it?
Agree with that.
And you can also do guided or non-guided.
Would you do guided?
I think so.
Yeah, I think it's a bit safer, isn't it,
especially with my problem with directions.
Oh, can you imagine? You did non-guided. You wouldn't just be 7 days. You'd be gone 7 months.
Yeah,
be out looking for you.
Yeah.
She's out in the Outer Hebrides somewhere. You'd be like Harold Bishop. Do you remember when Harold Bishop went missing in
Neighbours
and his glasses just washed up on the sea? And then miraculously, he just came back, which was really weird. And he'd lost his like memory and stuff, hadn't he? Like he didn't remember who anyone was.
Yeah.
That'd
what
be
if
you.
That happens to me.
You would be Harold Bishop take two. You'd have to start saying, oh, Madge. That's what he used to do. Do you remember he used to call Lou Carpenter Jelly Belly? That is some great... Oh, Matthew's just shook his head at me. It was the other way around. Lou Carpenter used to call Harold Bishop Jelly Belly.
Look at Good eye there, Jelly Belly.
Look at all of this Neighbours info that I've got locked away.
Yeah, you have got it locked away.
Yeah,
I remember Toadfish.
Oh, Toadfish. And then his brother Swordfish.
Was he?
Yeah, he had a brother Swordfish.
That up.
Oh, Matthew's shaking his head.
You've made that
Stonefish. His brother was Stonefish.
Swordfish?
Well, there is a Swordfish. Why is that funny? Why is that funny?
Just because you were obviously going in with the sort of similar animal vein, like toad.
Yeah. but there is a swordfish. Well, anyway, these could go on for ages, and I think these will probably be edited out because it's just me going, oh no, Matthew's shaking his head.
Matthew is the font of all Neighbours knowledge.
Yeah. Marley knows it all. Anyway, people are interested in your pilgrim.
Well, I really... and. If Patty gives me the sodding login to the sodding FTF Insta page,
I will
respond to you guys, okay? And apologies that I haven't been ignoring you or just not being asked. It's Patty's fault.
Talking about the FTF Instagram, I did send you one of the pictures that we received, which is getting out of hand. They've actually bought out now.
I saw that.
hot cross pies.
Yes.
And Claire, it was actually Claire Thomas that sent us this, who sent us the mince pie rant. Yeah. She won moment yes. of the year.
Yes.
She sent us a picture of it, and she just put, "It's a mince pie in disguise with a fake alias. I'm lost for words."
I mean,
hot cross pies. That's basically a mince pie.
It looks rank it looks as well. Disgusting. It looks disgusting, yeah. Mr. Kipling.
Mr.
Delicious
Kipling,
and light, reduced sugar.
Hot cross pies. But she's right. It's a mince pie in disguise with a fake alias.
Well, we have talked about the mince pie, the
hot cross buns.
Hot cross buns before, haven't
we? Now, we have had in the FTF chat, which I did pick up and see, we have had two people send us some of the latest M&S hot cross buns, one of which is rhubarb and custard.
Oh, no.
You can get a rhubarb and custard. Now, I would like to try that.
That'll be disgusting.
No, I love an alternative hot cross bun.
No, no. Again, I love the chocolate ones. Just to keep it as a hot cross bun. I don't need a chocolate version. I don't need an apple version. I don't need a rhubarb and custard version. I don't need any other version. Well, just the bun with some raisins and sultanas.
And some spices.
And some spices.
Spice. We want it to be spiced.
Spices. Put yeah. some spices in.
But yeah, a hot cross pie.
That is disgusting.
And it is a mince pie with a fake alias. It is.
Yeah, it is. You're totally right, Claire.
Fruit and stuff like that in the middle.
Yeah.
I mean, I am also lost for words. Claire Thomas is right. It's yeah. we're keeping mince pies right the way through to the spring now.
Yes.
Ridiculous.
They should be a seasonal dish.
Treat. Fruit. Rather than dish. I'm not sure anybody's serving a mince pie as a main at a dinner party. Here we are. Here's your main, a seasonal dish. Sweet mincemeat and a bit of pastry.
Sweet mincemeat.
Well, you'd have to be clear that it was sweet mincemeat, wouldn't you? Because otherwise people, oh, she's done like a meat and potato pie. No. A sweet mincemeat with a flaky pastry top.
Flaky pastry topper.
Absolute classic scenes.
Patty, you told me you've got some tits.
I've got a tits.
Give me your big, fat, juicy tits.
Now, I actually wrote this down pre the Christmas period.
Oh, okay. So it's a one you've been hanging on to.
Well, I just remembered it. And yeah. was like, oh, I've got it. So I wrote this down on the 20th of December.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, share. Get it off your chest.
The thing that is getting on my shitting tits, right, is trying to highlight something on a Word document. Because that is a crock of shit. Why haven't they, especially if you don't use like a handheld mouse, if you use one of the like trackpads.
Yeah, the trackpads. Yeah.
Why have they not invented something that is easier to do this? So you just want to, you know, you just want to highlight two lines, yeah?
Yeah.
Right? So you get to the end of the second line, the whole fucking document highlights. You're like, no, you haven't really checked. So you just hit delete. You're like, oh my God, I've got to undo all that because I don't want to get rid of all of it, right? Or the other thing that happens is you can't highlight the first fucking word in the sentence. You can get everything else and you're sat there for ages. Like, I just... And so then you manage to get the first word in the sentence and it does the three lines above it. No, no, Microsoft Word. I want to highlight two sentences.
Yeah.
Stop fucking around. Yeah. Putting the whole document in blue. Mm. I spent ages, actually. I reckon
on the 20th of December,
yeah,
probably. Yeah.
I'd written out an email and I realised that there was a couple of things in it that felt a bit too forceful. And it was going to somebody senior.
Okay.
Right? And I reread it and was like, Ruth,
take that out.
Just back off it.
Remove that.
Like, take out your pissy arsiness. This is going to a senior.
Yeah.
And I sat there, I want to say, for about three quarters of an hour, trying to fucking highlight just a bit. So then I'm like, oh, well, I'm just going to have to do it word by word because this stupid piece of shit cannot just give me the two lines that I want to highlight. So I had to put the cursor in the middle of the and I had every single fucking word. And you can't hold delete down. Oh, no. Because if you hold delete down, you'll take out 8,000 lines because the cursor just goes mental. Oh, you want to delete something. Delete, 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 delete. And before you know it, you're like, fucking hell, I've lost half my bloody email. It's really annoying.
That is so true. I think that's probably one of the best tips you've ever brought.
Yes! Yes! That isn't that true? Oh, isn't it annoying?
I mean, those trackpads get on my tits.
Oh, my God.
The trackpads. God, stop
the
it.
Ones on our work laptops are so hit and fucking miss.
Yeah. You know, you're like, oh, is it one finger, two fingers, up, down? Do I press it there? Do I press it somewhere else?
Well, what I've started using on my work computer now, which is going to crack you up, is the pen. So we've got ours a touch screen, and you get a little pen with it, which you can see, you can sign.
Like, if I sign get a docu- docs and stuff.
But you can actually use it as like a stylus. And I have got heavily into that back in 2024. Oh, my God, I am all over it. I get it out every morning from underneath. And I'm holding it and I'm scrolling up and down.
Really?
And I'm double tapping things and I'm going up. Oh, my
so
God.
So does that work for your highlighting then? Can you use that for highlighting?
You can, but it's still a ball ache.
A dickhead
because you
thing.
Have to double click on the word and then get this tiny little blue circle with the pen and drag it. You can't be too quick. Oh, no, because that fucker will. Why does it highlight the whole document?
I know, yeah, I know exactly
it
what you mean.
It goes so quick.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you're doing the sentence, and bang, the whole
bang,
document.
The whole thing's yeah. It's like, yeah. Oh no, I didn't want to do that, so you've got to click off that. Scroll back down, find the right word. Try it, and it's when you can get everything but that one
but that,
first
yeah.
word.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, piece of shit.
That's when sometimes I'm like, just give me a pad and a pen.
Give me carrier pigeon.
Yeah.
I will send this. You'll get it in 4 to 6 weeks via the pigeon.
I mean, just think how much that would lessen your workload.
Oh.
You know, if it wasn't like an instant
sending
that, she's got it now.
Let's bring back faxes.
Fax.
Let's bring back
that shit, Sharon.
Fax. Because fax machines never worked.
No.
It didn't matter how many times. Sorry, I can't get it to fax. You'll have to wait till you see me in person in 3 weeks. Sorry about that. Or they phone you, have you got the fax? No, I haven't got it. It's not
well,
coming.
I've sent
I would have
it.
Sent it. This,
yeah.
No, it's not come through.
Okay, well, I'm seeing you in 2 weeks. I'll give it to you
just
then.
Just give it to me then. Let's just circle back in 2 weeks' time.
It's true, though, isn't
it? Yeah, bring back the fax.
Bring back the fax. Simile. Bring back the pigeon.
Bring back the pager. What about the pager?
Pager's dad loved his pager, didn't he?
He had a pager for years.
I think he felt quite important with the pager.
Oh, I think it was the first, you know, unless you had a really
sort
flash
technology.
Car. Unless you had a flash car like a Jag, which had a car phone in it, because that was the first
car phones. Brick phones.
But if you didn't have the money for that, it was the first on-the-go contactable device, wasn't it?
Yeah. You know, you clip it to your
belt
clip.
You'd have to phone. Somebody would answer and say, what would you like your page to say? Mm. Are you going? Mum says, are you going to be home for dinner? She's putting in the fish fingers. Okay, I'll just read that back to you. Mum says, are you going? Yes, that's right. Thank you. And then obviously it'd beep.
Beep,
and because he was a salesman, he had to find a phone box to pull in, ring us. I'm not going to be in. Tell your mum I'm not going to be in for dinner. Okay, that's woken it up. Right.
It was though, wasn't it? It was quite a thing, wasn't it? Your pagers.
Pagers. What I want to know is, what about if you wanted to send something filthy via a pager? You had to speak to that woman.
Yeah.
I can't wait to be naughty with you later.
Yeah.
I've got my sexy thong on. Okay, I'm just going to read that back to you. Is that right? Yes, that's correct. Thank you.
I have just had my clitoris pierced. I'll just read that back to you.
Yes.
You have just had your clitoris pierced.
Yes, that's right. Thank you. Can you see? Yes, I'll send it now. Classic. Absolute classic.
Well, you know, them were the days, Pats, in my eyes. Them's were your days.
Things that shouldn't be embarrassing but are. Things that shouldn't be embarrassing. Things that shouldn't be embarrassing but are.
Now then, we have had a great Justin in.
Okay.
From Claire Voiku, not pulling up close enough to the barrier at a car park and having to get out.
Absolutely brilliant.
That is one of the most embarrassing things.
But I think it's often made worse. You haven't got in close enough, but you're too close to be able to open the door.
Yeah.
So you've either got to do a right stretch over.
Yeah.
Or you've got to reverse a bit. Yeah. If there's a car behind you, that is even more embarrassing. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, mate. Sorry. Can you just...
You just go back a little bit. I can't.
Yeah. Sorry, I can't. I'm not close enough, but I'm too close to open my door. What about though, when you get to the car park barrier and you put your ticket in and the barrier doesn't rise?
Oh yeah,
that is also embarrassing. And you're like,
yeah,
and then you have to press the help button.
Yeah, and then you have to wait for someone to answer it.
I've put my ticket in, but nothing's happened. Right? Yeah. Are you sure you've put your ticket in? Yeah. Your people beeping behind.
I know.
Okay, well, the barrier normally... Okay, mate, but it hasn't. I don't know what to do. Well, I've not had this problem all day. I know, pal, but...
But it's happening to me right now.
I'm not lying. If it had opened, I'd be gone here.
Yeah.
Right.
I'd get out of this hellhole.
And then they make it like it's their own money that they're letting you off of, isn't it? It's like, well...
Okay.
Hang on a second. Chris, we've got some girl here who's saying she's paid, but she won't open. Yeah, are you happy? You sign it off. Mate, it's like £2.50. Okay, well, look, this once, I've taken a note of your reg plate, and this is fucking hell. All right, mate.
It's £2.50, mate.
It's not your bloody money.
Yeah, it's not your bloody car park.
Just open the barrier and let me go.
Yeah, because there's a queue forming now, and everyone's beeping. Everyone's getting shitty with me. You're all right, Jack.
And I feel embarrassed.
I feel embarrassed.
I feel like I'm being told off by you. I'm being told off by the car behind.
Yeah.
All I want to do is get out of this hellhole. So will you open the barrier?
The bloody barrier.
Yeah.
Also, just that whole thing about, you know, because now a lot of them are like, you don't have to put the ticket in, do
Thank
you? It's
God.
All, it's all like, yeah, but sometimes they don't work.
Right.
So you go up to the barrier thinking, I have got my ticket, but I won't need it.
Say what else is embarrassing and it shouldn't be when you have to drive up to automated gates and sit there while they slowly open.
Yes, all of that shit.
Because if you don't get close enough, you don't hit the sensor.
Yeah.
So you're like inching forward because you're thinking, I don't know which way these gates are going to open.
Are they going to come back at me? Are they going to go forward? Yeah.
You like inch your way forward and you wait. Oh no, still not close.
Yeah.
Inch a bit more and then... The actual waiting while the gates
open
feels
enough.
Very embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
Because you're just like, just waiting for these.
Just waiting for the gates to open, guys. Open, it's just taking quite a while.
Just especially hang on. If you've got someone in the car that you don't really know.
Just
that start. You've done all your small talk.
Yes. I don't have anything more to say to you now, Trisha.
You've arrived at Checkers. You're waiting. Checkers.
Nice.
You're waiting for the gate and you just sat there like we're sort of at our destination but we're not really, are we?
We're here
but we're not here.
Is that what are those things that roll?
A tumbleweed.
That's the one.
What are those things that roll?
I couldn't think what they were called then. I could see it in my mind's eye. I just couldn't think of the word.
You couldn't get tumbleweed.
Couldn't get tumbleweed.
You couldn't highlight it in your
No,
head.
I could not. Yeah.
Word documents that were pissing you off.
Yeah, what is that bloody word?
Yeah.
But also with the barrier thing, similar thing, if you kind of go up to it, you think it's going to recognise my reg number because it's all flash now. You get to the thing, you think, it's obviously not, I'm not close enough to pick it up. So you go a bit closer, you're like, shit, it's not even working now. Then you're like, this happened to me before because I think I don't need the ticket. I don't know where I've put the ticket.
But then also you've gone so close to the barrier, you've passed the ticket machine.
Yeah.
So you've got to then go back.
Well, and by that point, dickhead behind's already up my arse.
Straight up there.
Yeah. So then I do have to somehow get out of the car because I've probably put the ticket in my bag, which is now in the boot.
Shit.
Get out of the car, get to the boot, get the ticket, put it in.
And the guy behind's thinking, what is this girl doing?
What a prick. What an absolute prick.
Very good. Justin, things that shouldn't be embarrassing that are
very good from Claire Voiku.
Yeah. Very good.
Very sexy name. Urban Dictionary. Urban Dictionary. Urban Dictionary. Urban Dictionary. Right, I have an urban.
Okay.
Felt we haven't done urban for a while, have we?
Yeah. Not before, but for a while. We have done them before a lot.
Yeah, we have actually. Yeah. Where have you been? Okay, so this week's urban is Severance Lay.
It's got to be something to do with sex.
Well.
Is it something to do with sex?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Severance Lay.
A Severance Lay.
Mm. I don't really know what severance means. So this is going to become tricky for me because I instantly thought something to do with Harry Potter, but I don't. It's true.
A Harry Potter lay.
I was thinking of Severus Snape, I think, or whatever his name is. I think you're gonna have to tell me because I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's a problem that you don't know what severance is. Yeah, I mean, it's great because it's meant we've added some funny.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Okay, well, I'll give you the blurb on Severance Lay.
The blurb.
When, after ending a relationship, you have sex for the last time, either they break up with you or you with them. My girlfriend is moving out of town, so we're splitting up. I'm swinging by her apartment tonight.
What has happened to your accent? Drop the accent. Do it northern.
Do it northern. Do nice, it northern. Yeah. My girlfriend is moving out of town, so we're splitting up. I'm swinging by her apartment tonight to get my stuff and my severance lay.
I watched this girl on Instagram sing Defying Gravity in a northern accent and it was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't get that because I don't know what severance
means. Severance is like when you're final. Breaking up. Yeah.
Right. When you sever something.
Yes. Exactly that,
right.
Patty. Yeah.
Right. So it's basically your shag after you've split up.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Okay. It's basically that thing of like, let's have one last shag. We split up, but let's do it for old time's sake.
Yeah. So you're going for your severance lay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I reckon that Joel will cut that.
Although me saying I don't know what severance means
is actually quite funny.
And I think the lead up to it is funny. So maybe keep it in. But
keep it in. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so I would ask you, have you ever had a severance lay?
I haven't, but I know people who have had severance lays.
Very, very popular, aren't they?
I don't know how I feel about a severance lay.
Right. Why is that? What you think once it's done, it's done?
Yeah.
You shouldn't put on an old pair of shoes.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, there's a reason why you put the shoes at the back of the wardrobe is because they pinch, right?
Yeah,
and if
they
go
pinch.
Back, they it's going to pinch,
right?
It's because they pinch, right?
Right. What happened to you then?
I don't know. I went very weird there.
You did. Yeah. You went into full counsellor mode. You were like, you know, I don't put on an old pair of shoes, you know, keep them back of the cupboard because they pinch, right?
And actually, they need to step. Look at my hair. I've got a massive quiff in my hair. They've got to stay at the back of the cupboard. Mm. So having a severance, you know, you've severed your ties with those shoes. They pinch, they hurt, they're not right, they're not the right fit.
Mm.
It hasn't worked. Don't pick those shoes back out.
No.
Right? Because you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
You'll put them on and they might feel comfy to start off with, but by the middle of the day, you're going to be saying, I realise now why these were at the back of the fucking cupboard.
Yeah.
That's what a severance lay
is. I always feel like when people break up, there's generally like there's a party that pushes for the breakup and there's a party that's a bit more reluctant.
Do you think? I don't think that's true. I think there's more mutual breakups than people realise.
There will be those mutual ones, but I think I'd say the majority of it is driven generally by one person, and the other person kind of just has to go, okay, you don't want to be with me anymore.
Yeah.
So if someone says, but let's just have a quick severance lay,
You wouldn't understand that.
No. You're not laying with me again. You don't want me anymore, Jeff.
Well.
You're not having any more of the poonan.
But I think sometimes people break up for lots of different reasons and perhaps the sex was still good.
I still don't know whether I'd be on. I'd be up for a severance, Leigh.
Right.
I think I'd be just like, no.
I'm going to take it to a poll.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to take it to a poll. Yeah.
What about, let's listeners, listen up.
Yes.
Have you...
Oh, my God. We've created content. Out of a shit urban, we've created content. That, you're welcome, guys. This is what we do. This is the kind of content
creators we are. This is what we do really well.
Yeah. This is the content creators that Ange and I have become.
Yeah. Shit ones that occasionally bring some good stuff.
That is very true.
Have you ever had a severance, lay? And if so, did you find that a good thing, a bad thing? Did you like it? Do you wish you'd never done it? Basically, send us your severance lay stories.
And to make it more likely that people will send them, I will put up an anonymous box over the weekend.
Hello, Pat Sheens.
So there will be an opportunity on my Instagram, because it's only linked to my Instagram. Yeah. There will be an opportunity on Ruth_Corden for you to come anonymously and give us your severance lay stories. And then I'm also going to do a poll about whether people think they're a good idea or not.
Yes.
So on the finding the funny, are you team Angie, once you've put the shoes back in the cupboard, don't go back?
No.
Are you neutral? I don't think there's a problem with a severance lay. I actually think lots of people do them. And I think sometimes I think it can bring closure for people. Because I think they can go, oh, God, no, we're definitely right to be
split. Yeah, what if you have the lay and you go, oh, shit, actually, I wish I wasn't severing this lay.
I wish I wasn't severing this lay. Yeah.
You know. I think as much as it can go one way, it can also go the other.
Yeah, and I think that's why we should take it to a poll.
This has actually come to be really good.
This is... You said that so seriously. This has actually come to be really good. Well done.
When I first said it, I thought, this has really landed bad, Angie. What have you been doing all day?
What are you doing with your life?
Yeah. Get yourself on that pilgrimage. Get out.
Get out a bit more. Clear your head. Find something to do, for God's sake. But actually, here we are. Joel can't cut this out now because it's a good percentage of the podcast. It's got to stay in. We've backed him into a corner. He's got no choice. The verance lay, severance lay, severance lay is staying in.
In fact, this episode will probably just be called Severance Lay.
Yes. Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Oh, very good.
There we go.
Very good. Felt like a good one this week.
It did. Mm. I actually feel quite buoyed up. Recording, you just think, this is going to be a bit of a drag. This is going to be a bit shit tonight.
You know, we're recording later because of me and my fat doctor.
You were going to your fat doctor and all that, and you know, just a bit like, oh God. But actually, now I feel like I could climb,
do a
Kilimanjaro.
I feel quite buoyed up. That is brilliant. That is absolutely brilliant. It's like you realised you couldn't just say boy. You had to finish it. So up.
I mean, that's exactly what happened.
Energised. You could have used lifted. You could have used any of those. You went solid for Boyd.
You went with Boyd.
In strong. I feel quite Boyd.
Boyd.
Up.
That's exactly what happened in my head.
Yeah.
Boyd. No. Ooh, up. Got to chuck me up on that, Ange. You can't just put Boyd in there. I feel quite Boyd.
Oh, very good. Oh. Well, look, remember, there's loads of ways you can get in touch with Ange and I. You can find us both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth_Corden. She's at Ange Corden.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. Angie and I will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.